Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Kreisler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
If you didn't hear that, my fucking mic just shocked me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just wrapped my hand around the bottom of the mic a little down past the head. And then I got such a jolt from it.
Oh, yeah.
Just electricity that passed all the way through my body.
It hurts so good. Ooh, it's the Cheater and the Rood. Yeah.
Hey, we're giddy here at Cheater and the Rood. This is Lee Papa. I'm the writer of the blog The Rood Pundit, and...
I'm Jeff Kreisler. I am the author, no mere writer, of the book Get Rich Cheating. it is a good week to be giddy. Isn't it a good week for conflicting emotions, all of which make you uncertain about your place in this world and what the purpose of humanity's existence is? It's a good week to laugh.
It is a good week to laugh. And I think that maybe we should hear what the good news was. Maybe we should hear it.
Did the wall fall? Did the Soviet Union collapse? Did Yeltsin stand on the... On the tanks again and yell out, was the boogeyman of the Soviet Union finally gone? Can we move on? Is Putin, Pooty Poot, retired? Is something happening in the other room of our lives? Are we ready to tell the world what happened? Because I don't remember what happened. A lot of people don't know what happened.
Katie, play it. What happened?
This is the greatest night in the history of my life. I just want to say one thing to my wife from home. Yo, Adrian! I did it!
That wasn't quite it. I mean, it was as good as that. It felt as good as that, but I don't think it quite was. Katie, can we get that other clip?
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world.
Oh, I'm grabbing my mic.
The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years.
End the clip. End the clip. USA! USA! USA!
And
4 more years! 4 more years!
And there's a celebration going on in the streets! Let's hear that celebration! Oh, dance with me, Jeff! Dance with me!
Let's put Darth Vader on the fire and he'll turn into Anakin. Let's put Osama on the fire and he'll turn into Rumsfeld. Do you know Osama was Rumsfeld before he went to the dark side?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In fact.
Emperor Rumsfeld?
Are there more celebrations?
There's just so much celebration. You know what? I think there's a celebration going on right now in Brazil. It's how they celebrate everything in Brazil.
Yeah. Is that what they do in Brazil? Is that part of Carnival?
Carnival! You get up on the float with the bare-titted women, and then you start the sex
fucking
with the skull.
Only of terrorists, though.
Only terrorist skulls.
What
yes.
else? Do we have anything that happened in Atlanta? Did they celebrate? I'm not
they
sure
if
our
They did celebrate in Atlanta! How did they celebrate in Atlanta?
Yeah. This is the tomahawk chop from Atlanta. This is how they celebrate things. We're going around the world to listen to everybody's celebrations. Why don't we listen to what they celebrated, how they celebrated at Katie's house? That was so mean.
Wow. Jeff, you know you're on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm on the air.
Cut the tomahawk. The bit's over. Cut the tomahawk chop. Yeah. The bit's over.
I apologize. I wasn't even talking. I was talking about my old friend from college, Katie. It's over between us, isn't it?
Yes. Would you like to tell people what exactly we're talking about?
We are talking about the death of Osama bin Laden. Now, we're not saying we celebrated like this, but people did celebrate around the world. Well, mostly in the United States.
Yes, yes. No, I think they were celebrating. I think in Britain they, I don't know, had a crumpet. They swept up after the royal wedding and then realized something significant was actually going on.
Well, but they both the royal wedding and Osama bin Laden were basically trust fund celebrations of performance art. Isn't that what Osama was? Was a trust funder who did a lot of performance art, and his performance art was the 9/11?
So you believe now, and I love this concept that Osama bin Laden was actually just some avant-garde artist who was living a performance, who was acting as terrorist master.
Absolutely.
Yes, and this is because he was extremely wealthy, and you believe that at this point he just sort of manipulated the crowd, which would be Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
Which, doesn't that mean the crowd in some language?
Yes, it
sure.
will. After when,
sure.
when we're off the show,
sure.
we're using Fox News' definition of facts. All the world's a stage, and we are merely player, whatever that quote is. People can go look it up online. Sure, absolutely. He was just playing the game. We've all been duped. He was one of the greatest reality show stars of all times. And what better way to end the series than to die? I mean, was he going to drag it out through a trial?
Yeah, you're right. Because, you know, then you need too many people in on the bit.
Right, and now we have the thing, the whole, like, is the villain really dead thing. Like, that's why they're not showing the photo, because if you look at the photo, you can see his eyelashes flickering, and then it fades to credits.
Oh, that's not good. They couldn't just freeze that? They couldn't just, you know, Adobe Photoshop or After Effects that?
No, they used up all their resources on the birth certificate, so they didn't have.
Oh, yeah.
There's no more
true.
Adobe bandwidth at the White House.
That's true. All of that render time was,
yeah.
was just...
I still feel really bad about the mean-spiritedness thing I was doing earlier on Katie.
Do you need to apologize to Katie?
Katie, I'm really sorry. I'm really, really sorry.
Totally okay.
It was just, see, I have conflicted emotions all week. It's been an emotional week.
Why has it been emotional, Jeff?
I think that the death of Osama bin Laden is a marker for many people's lives. I mean, I last night did a show for Russian journalists, and I was reflecting upon the end of the Soviet Union. I can remember when the Soviet Union collapsed. I can remember when Yeltsin was standing on the tank. All those moments, because growing up, the Soviet Union was the boogeyman. That's how I defined everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the celebrations of a lot of college kids after the death of Osama bin Laden, and it reminded me of that moment when Yeltsin stood on the tank and everyone cheered, because for them, the last 10 years, half their lives, their adult lives, have been defined by the boogeyman of Osama bin Laden. And I can understand where the celebration was, and yet at the same time, my personal reaction, I mean, I think it's great. I don't think there's any harm in it, but to celebrate the death of someone on its own seems a little odd. And then, you realize it doesn't necessarily change anything. And I just was reflecting about the families that have lost their lives starting in 9/11 through the wars in both sides, American and Iraqi and Afghani innocent lives. Like, does it? I hope that it can bring some solace to the families of 9/11. Some sort of maybe not closure, but something. But, you know, the celebration, it's just a lot of emotions.
You know
9/11 drew me to New York City.
You know what I think about?
What?
I think about how much pussy the guy that shot Osama bin Laden is going to get. Or, should he be gay, all the cock.
Wouldn't it be? I think people have said this. If it was a gay Muslim that shot him, wouldn't that be so great?
Yes, that would be awesome. Especially if President Obama especially assigned a gay Muslim to the task.
Right. But then, of course, you'd just be able to thank President Bush for allowing the gay Muslim to not die is the only reason. Because, you know, Bush is responsible for everything. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
You know what I think? I've got a plan to completely wipe out the rest of Al-Qaeda. You know what it is?
No.
Okay, here it is. Very simple plan. You get your photographers into the for Pakistan, let's say, luxurious compound that Osama bin Laden was living in.
Mm-hmm.
You go around, you take photos. You take photos of the bed. You take photos of the place where he would bang his wife. You take photos of where he would play with his kids. You take photos of, most especially, his toilet.
Mm-hmm.
You take photos of his toilet.
His pampered lifestyle.
Where he shit. And you put those on flyers. You fly your Predator drones, whatever you want, over the mountains there in Afghanistan, Pakistan. You drop those flyers. You drop those flyers. Now, I'm Ahmed al-Cave Dweller, not to be terribly racist, but just a smidge.
That's not actually, that translates into Jim Jones, so go ahead.
Okay, yes, yes. So John Smith of the mountain people, of, you know, maybe a Pashtun or something like that.
And you get your flyer.
Yes, John you got Smith. Your flyer. John Smith.
Looks at where he craps. He craps in the jagged rocks.
Looks at the place that he craps every day.
He wipes his ass on scorpion tails.
That was a Daily Show joke, actually.
Do they really?
Yeah, it was.
This week?
This week.
Fuck. It's parallel thinking. I didn't watch The Daily Show this week.
Yeah,
watched
okay.
On Monday,
anyway,
sorry.
So, yes. The idea,
hire me.
Sorry. The idea being beyond...
They really do that on the Daily Show?
They said scorpion husks.
Oh, well, I said ass.
You said scorpion tails.
Oh, tails, whatever.
Can I finish my fucking point?
Yes,
Jesus.
Sorry, I'm getting ahead of yourself.
So, if I am looking at that photo of Osama bin Laden's
looking
toilet, I'm going to think, what the hell? What am I giving? Fuck that guy. I'm not blowing myself up for the guy that gets to shit in the toilet every day. Well, not anymore. But where he did for 5 or 6 years?
Do you think that Tea Partiers react the same way when they see a picture of the Koch Brothers resort?
No. What's your point?
My point is, if exposing the fallacy of a figure, a leader, claiming to be one of the people... is your way of getting those people that follow that leader to no longer follow the leader, I think history would prove that they would still find a way to justify it. That, no, Osama wasn't really taking a shit there.
See,
here's the
difference. Here's the difference, though. Johnny Tea Party, with his stupid-ass wig, going to his rallies, still shits in a toilet, just like the Koch brothers do. Al-Qaeda members are out there, you know, eating out goats and masturbating to...
I don't want to cut you off, but I do want to cut you off. Eating out goats? You mean like eating goats, or do you mean like the sexual act of eating out goats?
The sexual act of eating out goats.
Okay, go on. I'll think of something later.
Yes, but that's what they had to do. That's what they've done for the last 20, 30 years. Meanwhile, Osama bin Rich Guy is living...
La Vida bin Laden.
With his, you know, his gold-plated...
It's true.
Porcelain.
Look, if it's a war of ideas, then show them the fallacy of their ideas. However, that doesn't stop them from shitting on scorpions or whatever we decided is the thing that Daily Show didn't write parallel to my thinking. I hate... The point is, yes, that would definitely help them from stop following leaders that lie to them. But around the world, there is that epidemic of leaders who claim to relate to their people. Mitt Romney is a man of the people. Did you know that? Like,
is he?
All these people are men of the people.
Of course they are. You know
maybe
why?
That's the great irony of Barack Obama growing up without a father, pulling himself up from the bootstraps, like working his way through things, relates more
running
to the average
people. Running away
from
lions in Kenya.
Right. Oy! That was weird. I combined
the
Lion King with the tomahawk chop.
I know. That was so racist. Hey, it's the racist cheater and the racist rude tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can we talk about... I'm sure you'll probably tell me that the Colbert Report did this too. But the other things that happened in Pakistan, to me, Pakistan, like what else they're hiding there? Carmen Sandiego. I'm sure everybody talks about hiding Waldo. No, what about Carmen Sandiego? What about OJ's real killers? Huh? The thing about Pakistan with everybody saying... oh, they're hiding all this stuff. It's like when the crazy girlfriend that you're dating turns out to actually be crazy. Why is anyone surprised that Pakistan was being dicks? Like, we've known all along that they're being dicks. Like, who are people shocked now? It's like getting stabbed by the woman who stabbed her last boyfriend. Yeah, that's what she does.
Have you ever been stabbed by a girlfriend?
I'd rather not say.
You've been stabbed by a girlfriend. Dude, we've all been stabbed by girlfriends.
Exactly.
You know what? I was stabbed by a Pakistani girlfriend.
Really?
Yep. Stabbed right there. See that scar?
Oh, my God.
That's from being stabbed.
That's a giant scar. Too bad we can't. No one can see this.
That's right. By a Pakistani girlfriend. And you know why? You know why she stabbed me?
Because you were a jackass.
Because I just expected her to treat me with respect.
And to help you find the things hidden inside of her secret garden.
That's right. And I gave my heart and more than a little cash just to get stabbed. Stabbed in the near my jugular vein.
Okay, that's fascinating. What I want to talk about now is this thing with Osama bin Laden being buried at sea and the no pictures and all that. Like, we're not seeing the pictures.
Yeah.
We got to take these people's word on it because they buried him at sea. Now, I'm a little concerned hey, Katie, how you doing? We're getting ready for something for you.
Hey, why don't we go to a break and then we can...
We're going to a break?
Yeah, let's go to a break.
Oh, we're going to a break.
And we'll come right back and we'll talk about Osama bin Laden's body.
Yeah. Back to Cheater and the Rude.
Cheater and the Rude, the best prepared show on the planet.
Cheater and the Rude.
You know.
So we're talking about Osama bin Laden's body, because all this talk about eating out goats and skull fucking people at carnival made me think, like, get hot. So think about his hot body.
Yes.
Hot body.
Yes, yes.
That they've buried at sea.
Yeah, they tossed into the sea. And you know what's interesting?
What's interesting?
I've studied the tidal drifts of the Arabian Sea, which is...
It's connected to the other sea.
Yeah, it's the body now has traveled, and it's amazing. I just got a report of this. It ended up in the Sea of Japan. I mean, if you thought Osama bin Laden was a nightmare before, wait till you see what Osama bin Laden is like now.
This new Godzilla is unfriendly and is going to destroy your country. There's nothing you can do about it.
I think we also have a clip of what his future tapes will sound like.
Someone took a flip cam. Wow, that's fairly frightening that Osama bin Laden has now been turned into a rubbery giant that attacks miniature cities in Japan. I mean,
yes,
that's incredible.
Yes, yes. You know what? If Osama bin Laden was bad before, Osama bin Laden breathing fire, nuclear fire, even worse.
So did we win anything, Lee, before we turned him into a rubbery creature? Did killing Osama bin Laden accomplish anything?
Well, Jeff, I would say that what it accomplished was killing a mascot, much as if you put two bullets in the back of the Philly Fanatic's skull.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool, because that guy bugs me.
Yeah.
But there'd be another guy to fill the costume. You would just kill the guy wearing the costume.
Yeah, but you know what? He wouldn't have quite the same verve as the guy who is the Philly Fanatic.
I kind of think of it more like we won in the sense that Brad Pitt won at the end of Seven. Remember the movie Seven where Kevin Spacey...
What's in the box?
Exactly.
What's in the box?
Exactly. He makes his point, but he dies a martyr in a field somewhere.
No, what he does is he ends up making the villain's point.
Right, no, I'm
saying
Kevin Spacey made his point and we ended up killing him.
Yeah, oh no, I think that beyond... I mean... Even by a really conservative assessment of what the United States has gone through since 9/11, that Osama bin Laden achieved a massive victory.
Yeah, and highest rated reality show of all time.
Highest rated reality show of all time, and the highest budgeted reality show of all time. We have now spent $1.5 trillion or more dollars on this reality series.
Plus lives that you cannot put a price on, no matter how much people want to.
Right, and now.
So are you saying that Obama is a failure?
Am I saying Obama is a failure? I still think that Obama is trying to spackle the holes gouged out in the nation by the Bush administration. Now, that doesn't mean that Obama is not leaving some of those holes, like in his in not closing Gitmo, mm-hmm. in leaving in place the military tribunals.
Well, it's kind of like the royal wedding was the other story this weekend, and I was thinking it's like the royal wedding, you reflect upon your marriage. I think everyone that's married maybe thinks about their wedding ceremony if they're subjected to that. And we've been married to Obama for a couple of years, so you assess your wedding. Like, he's done some stuff that bugs you. You know, he's gone out with hookers. Essentially, he's not closed Gitmo. He hasn't pushed for a single payer. But he brings flowers.
But he ran up the credit card, you know?
The credit card, he was already laden with a lot of debt. I mean, he ran up the credit card in an attempt to pay off the other credit card.
True, but yet he kept the wars going.
Yes, he did. He did keep the wars going, which is sort of inexcusable. And you got to trade it off with killed Bin Laden, which I tell you, if my wife ever killed Bin Laden, that would be, she'd get points for that.
Yeah. You know what? She could go out with her friends as much as she wanted. That would be,
speaking of wife. Points and marriages, I find married couples to be two crazy people, and maybe it's time.
Katie?
May we have a swoosh?
Would you please swoosh us? Katie? Ah, swoosh.
It's time for
again,
the
Katie.
Crazy off. I got some ants in my brain and they're eating my soul. I got my ants in my brain.
I need one more swoosh. I need one more. Oh, sweet!
It's crazy off time, ladies and germs, gentlemen and germs, boys and germs, girls and germs. Everybody's got the germy worms. Tonight's Crazy Off is about the reaction from the right side of the aisle. Who's crazier? The Fox News people? Or the Republican elected officials?
Ooh la la! This is a crazy, crazy off!
I like that you're embracing the musical elements of the Crazy Off.
You know what? I'm getting my enthusiasm.
Good. All right, let's start with, who do you want? You want to start? Lee has got Republican leaders. I have got Fox News hosts.
Republican potential candidates for...
Give it to me.
Yeah. All right, I'll start with a goodie. I'll start with Sarah Palin. Sarah Palin issued a statement that said... that congratulated the Bush administration, but completely omitted talking about Barack Obama. See, I almost did it too, just like everybody
it's
else.
It's easy to do.
It is. Yeah, Palin told a crowd, yesterday was a testament to the military's dedication in relentlessly hunting down an enemy through many years of war. And we thank our president, but not by name, we thank President Bush for having made the right calls to set up this victory.
Okay, that's great. But I think she's sort of mimicking what they were doing on Fox beforehand, basically by telling everybody that Bush was doing it, by having, Hannity said there's no way this would have happened but for the policies of George W. Bush. Or Fox's Eric Boyle on my ass saying, thank GWB for this, not Barack Hussein Obama. By the way, Eric Boyle on my ass, who I loathe.
That would also be Eric Bowling, by the way. Just because Eric Bollert of Media Matters
is
actually a good guy.
Yeah, he's good. He's more of a soft hair on my ass.
Oh, good.
He also, on May 4th, which was yesterday, had a little clip. He read off a list of people who his viewers would like to see waterboarded. At the height of journalism, he just read off a list of hate. That was so inappropriate and just typical of this guy who's angling to get Glenn Beck's crazy spot. But I will say that maybe this is a joint winner of the Crazy Off, because all the people praising Bush's policies may actually have a point. Because if you think about what George W. Bush did to make this moment possible, first, He distracted his father by being such an incompetent fuck-up that when his fathers were on the CIA, they ended up funding bin Laden. Second, he ignored the August memo that said Osama bin Laden was determined to attack in the United States. Third, in 2002, after 9/11, not even a full year, he said he wasn't concerned about Osama bin Laden. Fourth, in 2003, he attacked Iraq, diverting all of our attention. Fifth, in 2006, he closed the unit who was responsible for chasing down Osama bin Laden. So yes, if it were not for George W. Bush, Obama would not have been able to have ordered the killing of Osama bin Laden 4 days ago. I just lost my voice.
Are you saying that it would have happened much earlier?
I'm saying it would have happened much earlier if not for the incompetent, asshole-ish, self-serving, jackass, munching Eric Bowl on my ass policies of George H.W.
Bush.
Right.
You know what? That's all great. Eric Bowling, who also said that he that enhanced interrogation techniques sound like something that he does to his 12-year-old on the weekend, which means he handcuffs his naked 12-year-old son to a bed and turns up the heat. However, I have got one more for you. Mike Huckabee, preacher, said, "It has taken a long time for this monster to be brought to justice. Welcome to hell, bin Laden."
Why is that crazy? Or is it because they've lowered the bar so low that that doesn't seem crazy? That seems like, oh yeah, a presidential candidate is talking about sending people to hell. Although, isn't Huckabee also still a Fox News guy? I think this is a wash. I think today's crazy off.
Wait. Give me a second.
We don't have time for more.
No, wait.
We have to judge crazy off.
Jim Pawlenty.
Oh, God. What did he say? Did he say, all right, tell me.
He said, you know what? We're almost out of time.
Okay, good, because I didn't want to fake the snoring.
Okay.
The point is, everybody wins the crazy off!
You know what? America wins the crazy off.
Yeah, we do, because it keeps us sane. Well,
hey, Jeff, do you want to plug something real quick?
Oh, next Thursday at 9:30 at the Pit, I'll be doing Get Rich Cheating Live. I'll be interviewing Aaron Task, host of Tech TV's Tech Ticker. Excuse me, Yahoo's Tech Ticker. He's the guy that interviewed Jim Cramer when he admitted he manipulated hedge funds. At the Pit, check GetRichCheating.com. And Lee?
Tonight, I will be appearing on MSNBC's The Ed Show, which starts at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also buy my book, The Rude Pundit's Almanac. You can buy it at Amazon.com or at orbooks.com. And please read rudepundit.blogspot.com. And you can follow us both on the magical Twitter machine.
Jeff Kreisler, K-R-E-I-S-L-E-R.
Rude Pundit. And always, always,
Facebook.
Join up our Facebook Cheater and the Rude page.
Just search for Cheater and Rude. This has been Cheater and the Rude on the Progressive Radio Network. We're here every week at 8, as well as on the downloadable side. Bye-bye.